Yeah, 66306. Wanted to be about 310, but you know, it's fine. Yeah, you know, definitely coming into this thing, I want to be the first tackle taken in the draft. You know, I know it's a long process till then, and, you know, I'm trying to do every single thing right to make sure that happens. And, you know, it's competition between him, against the other guys, you know, Lane Johnson, and, you know, it's good competition between all of us. And that's one of the fun parts about the combine is just the competition aspect of it and going against some of the best athletes at your position in the country. Yeah, it's just crazy to think about. You know, going into starting football in the second grade, you don't really think about that kind of stuff. And, you know, football has been huge for me my entire life. Absolutely love the game. And, you know, just getting to this is dream come true. Just playing in the NFL and being in this situation, just can't even imagine it.
You had a great performance against Alabama. Do you think that really opened scouts' eyes to your potential in the field?
Yeah, you know, I'm not for sure what they were thinking, but you know, I just, you know, try to get better every single week. You know, I just tried to play the game. Didn't really look at what the media was saying or you know what the scouts were saying, or anything like that. You know, I was just trying to play football, and I'm definitely just a focus guy during football season. It's just all football. Nothing else really comes into it, and you know, that's the only way I approached it.
What do you think similar between some of the defensive lines in the SEC and moving up to the next level?
Yeah, you know, SEC defensive lines, you know, they're stout. They're best defensive lines in the country. And, you know, going from the Big 12 to the SEC, you can definitely see a difference. You can see it on film. You can definitely see it playing against it. So, you know, I think it's a great stepping stone, you know, to go at the NFL playing against the type of guys I played against this year. And, you know, I'm excited about that next step.
From the perspective of, you know, rising your game up, just having Jake
Joe Manson, West Virginia Center, table one. Joe Manson,
yeah,
table one.
Yeah, it helped a ton. You know, we came in together, same class, and, you know, I think gotta thank a lot of me being a great player to him because we compete every single day in the weight room. We lift together. We run. We do all our drills against each other. And, you know, he's a really good friend of mine, and, you know, he's a great lineman. You know, wish he could have came out this year with me, but I'm glad he's going back and helping Texas A&M out to have a good season next year. And, you know, he's almost been a brother because I just the way we compete, you know, on and off the field.
Gotten any tips from his father at all, just on how to play?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, his talk to him about it. You know, I'll ask him questions, ask his dad and stuff like that. You know, he's lucky because he's got one of the greatest offensive linemen of all time as his dad, and can coach him up anytime. And you know, I definitely tried to take advantage of that anytime I could. You know, I don't know what the specific story that is, but you know, it probably happened more than once. You know, it's we're an extremely competitive family. You know, grew up probably fighting multiple times a day with my twin brother. You know, when we were little, we were closer in size, only about 5-10 pounds apart, and you know, now we're about 70-80 pounds, so he doesn't really mess with me much anymore. But you know, we're a very competitive family, and you know, pretty physical with each other. You know, it'd be really cool. It'd be a dream come true. But, you know, it's the way I'm just looking at it. You know, I want to get there. You know, I'm definitely striving to be the number one pick, you know, going through this entire process and, you know, playing the season and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, my dream is just to play in the NFL. And I know being the number one pick after that doesn't really matter. You got to go and prove yourself in the NFL. And it's just like that in college. You know, being the number one recruit in the country doesn't matter once you step on that campus. So, you know, it's the same thing. You know, it's cool and it's an honor and everything, but, you know, definitely just going whatever team I go to and proving myself there is the biggest thing.
Was your brother your quarterback in high school?
Yeah.
What was that like blocking, checking his blindside?
Yeah.
He gave up a sack or something?
I actually got a pretty good story about that. You know, with my junior year, I tell him I was pancaking the guy, and I pancaked him. Matt was trying to My twin brother was bouncing out of the pocket, and I pancaked the guy right into Matt's legs, and I get up, and instead of him yelling at me, I start yelling at him, saying that you gave me a sack. Like, what? You got to be a better athlete than that. And so he never chewed me out for giving up sacks. I chewed him out once for me giving up a sack, so that's kind of our relationship.
Being a lineman, it's not a glamorous position, not like quarterback or receiver. What's fun about it?
I love offensive line. You know, I always, you know, growing up, I always thought I was too athletic for the position. You know, I wanted, was a quarterback in junior high. You know, me and my twin brother, there's two A teams for our junior high, because 100 kids try out, and we were the quarterbacks for both teams. And, you know, wanted quarterback, then wanted to play tight end, and always ended up on the offensive line just because I was the biggest guy on the team. And, you know, offensive line is, you know, what I was born to play. I love the position. I love the physical aspect of it. Love just, you know, it's a one-on-one. You finish every single play with a one-on-one block. You know, that's, there's not many other positions on the field like that. And, you know, love that part of it. And, you know, I'm a background guy, and that's why I belong on the offensive line.
What was your relationship like with Ryan Tannehill? And after
you got drafted last year, did you get any advice or what to expect about this? Yeah, you know, he's a great quarterback, great leader for our team. You know, really, really enjoyed blocking for him. He's a lot different to block for than my quarterback this year, and I like that a little bit more. But he's, you know, I talked to him a couple weeks ago down in Miami when I was at the national championship game. I went and had lunch with him, and you know, asking him about, you know, the whole agent process, and then, you know, the draft, the combine, all that kind of stuff. And he helped me and gave me a lot of tips on all that. You know, kind of calmed my nerves a little bit, and he was very helpful. I mean, that would be awesome. You know, it's any team I end up, though, it's you know, just a dream to play in the league. But, you know, playing with Coach Sherman, you know, that's why I went to A&M, was for Coach Sherman. And Coach Turner, who's now the line coach in Miami, you know, that'd be a comfortable transition. But, you know, whatever team's fine with me.
What effect did lineman you grew up
looking to? Well, in high school and all that, I watched Joe Thomas. He's definitely the guy I loved watching. You know, love the way he plays. He's just, you know, I don't know about his weight room numbers and stuff like that, but he's just one of those guys. Looks like he's got that brute strength, lumberjack strength, and you know, I kind of pride myself on that too. You know, a guy that, you know, doesn't get pushed around too much, great pass blocker, and you know, plays hard, plays the whistle, and you know, that's the guy I watched in high school growing up.
What
I felt like they deserved it. You know, A&M gave me everything I asked for and more. The 12th man there, our fan base is one of the best in the entire country. And, you know, I'm so happy I chose A&M. And I'm so happy with my 3 years there. And I felt like they deserved it. And I was not going to get a chance to go back to College Station before I took off and started training and everything. So, you know, I needed some kind of closure with all that. And, you know, I'm glad I did it.
Blocking strength will make you better. Just talk about the effect of blocking for a guy that can extend plays like that.
Yeah, I definitely think it made me better, you know. That first game of the season against Florida, in practice you can't see the way he plays in games because it's a quick whistle, no contact on the quarterback. And you get in that first game against Florida, you see what he can do with the ball and see how he extends plays. And you got to learn pretty quickly to hold your block longer. And I think that definitely made me a better pass blocker. You know, I was trying to hold on blocks as long as I could. You know, it made me a more conditioned offensive lineman, which I think is huge. You know, everyone thinks of offensive linemen as, you know, big guys that can't move for very long and aren't well conditioned. But A&M, we had a very well conditioned line, and you know, I think that helped a lot blocking for Johnny.
Have you had any contact with Kansas City?
No, I haven't. Not yet.
Would you like to play for the Chiefs?
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Definitely, that'd be definitely a cool place to go. I've been to Kansas City once before and loved the barbecue there.
Yeah. Take one or two more if you got
to. So who was born first?
Well, I really haven't talked to many teams. I got in last night and was at the hospital till 10:30, so you know, I didn't get the chance to really talk with many of the teams. I talked with two teams, but you know, just short conversations, and you know, really haven't got a chance to meet with anyone yet.